All right, get ready to dive deep with me, because today we're exploring how to connect with angels using insights from Gabriella's Tips of the Day, a fascinating YouTube series I've been hooked on. So grab your metaphorical wings. Let's explore this together.
I'm really curious to unpack these videos with you. They present a unique blend of practicality and otherworldly concepts.
Absolutely. And one of the first things that caught my attention was Gabriella's insistence that angels are not just figures of mythology. They're a real, ever-present force, eager to help us navigate life's ups and downs. But here's where it gets interesting. There are rules of engagement, cosmic etiquette, if you will.
It's almost like we've been given access to this incredibly advanced, benevolent search engine, but we keep typing in vague, poorly worded queries and then wonder why we aren't getting the results we hoped for.
Okay, love that analogy. So are you saying that just wishing for a good day isn't going to cut it? We need to be way more specific with our requests.
Exactly. Angels operate within the boundaries of free will, which means they need our clear, direct instruction to intervene. Think of it like this. Free will is the steering wheel of our lives. Angels can't just grab it from us. We have to consciously give them permission to help navigate.
That makes so much sense. It's about aligning our intentions with their ability to assist. But here's where Gabriella really throws us a curveball. She says angels aren't the gendered beings we often imagine. They're genderless energy of love. That really challenges the traditional imagery, doesn't it?
It certainly does. We often project our limited understanding and human experiences onto the unknown. Assigning genders to angels might be more about our need to relate than an accurate representation of their true nature. This idea of angels as genderless energy of love suggests a force that transcends our human limitations and biases.
Okay, mind officially blown. So we've got these powerful genderless beings of pure love at our disposal, but they can't just fix everything without our consent. Now, where do guardian angels fit into all of this?
Gabriella describes guardian angels as our constant companions from the moment we are conceived, tasked with a single crucial mission, keeping us alive until our predetermined time to leave this earthly plane.
Wait, hold up. Predetermined departure time. Does that mean our destiny is already set? That there's some grand cosmic schedule dictating when our time is up?
It's a fascinating concept, isn't it? It suggests a level of pre-planning, a divine blueprint, perhaps, but it doesn't necessarily negate the existence of free will. Think of it like this. You might have a roadmap for a journey, but you still have the freedom to choose which roads you'll take to reach your destination.
I like that. So maybe our guardian angels are like those watchful co-pilots, always ready to course correct if we veer too far off course and risk our lives in the process.
Exactly. And that brings us to a point Gabriella emphasizes. Guardian angels constantly work behind the scenes, preventing countless fatal accidents without us even realizing it. Ever have one of those near-miss experiences where you narrowly avoided a disaster? Maybe that wasn't just luck. Maybe your guardian angel was stepping in to keep you safe.
Like that incredible story Gabriella shares about the driver who walked away from a horrific car crash with barely a scratch. That's some serious guardian angel intervention. But here's where the paradox comes in. If they have the power to prevent these life or death situations, why don't they stop all bad things from happening to us?
Because free will is still the rule of the game. While they can intervene to prevent our untimely demise, they can't dictate the specifics of our experiences, the joys, the sorrows, the triumphs, the heartbreaks. These are all part of the tapestry of life experiences we've chosen to learn and grow from.
So it's like having this incredibly skilled bodyguard who can only step in to prevent physical harm. They can't choose our friends, prevent a bad breakup, or win us the lottery.
Precisely. But even though they can't control the circumstances of our lives, they can guide us, support us, and nudge us toward our highest good if we ask nicely, of course.
Asking nicely, that's the key, isn't it?
Yeah.
So how do we get better at making those requests? Because let's face it, who couldn't use a little angelic assistance now and then?
It all comes down to understanding their language. The language of positivity and clarity. Remember that search engine analogy? Well, imagine typing in "don't want a bad day" into that angelic search bar. What do you think they hear?
Bad day, right. That's hilariously tragic.
Exactly. It's all about framing our requests in a way that aligns with their positive, loving nature. We need to be crystal clear about the outcome we desire, not what we're trying to avoid.
So instead of saying something like, "no more financial stress,"
right,
you'd say something like, "I'm open to abundance and financial flow."
Exactly. It's about shifting from a place of lack to a place of possibility. Angels respond to the vibration of our energy. So the more positive and aligned we are with what we want, the more effectively we can call it into our lives.
That's such a powerful concept. It's not just about the words we use. It's about the energy behind them. But how do we know our requests are being heard? Do we get a text message from the angelic realm or something?
It's usually much more subtle than that. Gabriella talks about signs, those seemingly small, often overlooked occurrences that carry a deeper meaning if we're paying attention. Finding a feather in an unexpected place, catching a whiff of a familiar but unexplained scent, or even feeling a wave of peace and comfort wash over you at a difficult moment. These could all be messages from your angels acknowledging your request or offering reassurance.
So it's like they're speaking to us in this quiet, magical language, using symbols and synchronicities to guide us. It makes you wonder how often we miss their messages because we're too busy scrolling through our phones or lost in our thoughts to notice.
It's a beautiful way of looking at it. It's like they're whispering, "We're here, we hear you, keep going."
This reminds me of all the times I've found feathers, especially after asking for guidance or support.
Mm-hmm.
I always took it as a good sign, but I never really connected it to angels until now.
It's about cultivating that awareness, that sense of openness to the subtle ways the universe communicates with us. The more we pay attention to these synchronicities, the more we might start to notice them happening with increasing frequency and clarity.
It's like strengthening a muscle. The more we use it, the stronger it becomes. So let's say we want to request angelic help for someone else. Maybe a friend going through a difficult time. Can we ask on their behalf?
We can, but this is where the delicate dance of free will comes into play again. While we can't force an outcome for someone else, we can ask our angels to guide their guardian angels. It's like sending a message through a celestial chain of command, requesting support and guidance for that person's highest good.
So instead of saying, "Make my friend's problems disappear," which feels a little controlling, we'd say something like,
"Perhaps, please guide my friend's guardian angels to show them the path of healing and strength," or, "Please surround my friend with love and support as they navigate this challenge."
That's beautiful. It honors their journey while still sending a powerful wave of angelic support their way.
Yeah.
But here's another intriguing point Gabriella makes. She emphasizes that even when asking for others, we should still ask for something for ourselves.
That's such an important reminder. Self-care isn't selfish, especially in the context of helping others. You can't pour from an empty cup, as they say.
It's like that oxygen mask analogy on airplanes. You have to put your own mask on first before helping others.
Mm.
We can't offer genuine support if we're running on fumes ourselves.
Absolutely. It's about recognizing that our well-being is interconnected. When we ask for something for ourselves, whether it's strength, clarity, or even a moment of peace, we're also indirectly supporting those around us by showing up as the best versions of ourselves.
Yeah, it's like we're constantly being reminded that we're not these like isolated islands, you know?
Yeah.
We're all part of this like big web of energy.
Exactly.
And when we take care of ourselves, we're kind of strengthening the whole thing, right?
Absolutely. It's about finding that balance between giving and receiving, recognizing that both are equally important.
This whole deep dive has been fascinating.
Yeah.
Like practicality meets magic.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like Gabriella has given us a glimpse into a realm we often sense but rarely understand, offering practical tools to tap into a source of guidance and support that's always available to us.
And I love how she takes this topic that could be like totally out there and just makes it so relatable.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're all just learning to use a new app.
Yeah.
An app that can totally like change our lives.
Exactly. It's about demystifying the spiritual and empowering us to tap into our own innate wisdom and connection to the divine.
So as we kind of wrap up this angelic exploration, what's the biggest thing you hope listeners will walk away with?
For me, it's that we are not alone. We have these incredible beings, these genderless energies of love surrounding us, ready to assist, guide, and support us on our journey. All we have to do is ask.
It's a really powerful message. And it makes you think, if you could ask your guardian angel one question and you knew they would answer with complete honesty, what would it be?
Right.
You know, what mysteries would we try to unravel? What guidance would we seek? That's something I'm definitely going to be thinking about.
It's a beautiful question to leave our listeners with. It reminds us that the journey of discovery and connection is ongoing. There's always more to learn, more to experience, and more to explore. And maybe with a little help from our angels, we can navigate it all with a little more grace ease and a whole lot of love.